Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here, joined by Andy Holding to look ahead to the Bellewstown card on Wednesday. Start at 4:10, some competitive action, plenty of runners in races, so we're going to get some value on some of the runners, if nothing else. And hopefully we can direct you to at least a winner or two. How are you, Andy?
I'm all right, mate. Yeah, I'm good.
Good. As I said, plenty of runners tonight. Potentially a few classy types, but generally we know what we're getting with the majority of runners running here today, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, it's pretty low gauge stuff, other than a few half decent races later on, the 7:15 and the 7:45 increase in class. But the first six races, you know, your fair average of workaday animals that run around these kind of venues are on show. So that's why we got so many competitive fields and 5-1, 6-1 the field races.
Well, we'll dive straight into the action. We start at 4:10 with a maiden over a mile. And at the time of recording, Great Dancer heads affairs at 2-1 for Michael Halford and Shane Foley. And on form, probably has the best form to date. Extreme Appeal is next in, and that one's unraced, so it could be anything. Interesting to see some money for All Body and Soul on debut as well here, Andy.
Yeah, one or two interesting runners from powerful stables make their debut here. All Body and Soul, as you quite rightly pointed out, from the Tracy Collins yard. We've got Paul Deegan well represented with a couple of his runners there, a filly and a colt. Davy Watchman unleashes a horse called Extreme Appeal. But the ones who've got form, probably, as you pointed out, Great Dancer has the best first-time up run in his locker, courtesy of that run down in Roscommon the day behind Bellette Bet. That horse had already previously had the experience of a victory at Downpatrick, and he's certainly going the right way for the Gerline stable. This horse is pretty slowly away, as a lot of Mickeys are on debut. He very rarely has a first-time-out winner. Those that do win first-time-out are very much like Brian Meehan in England. They're worth following. And if he treads the same kind of path which most of his stable companions have done in the past, he should appreciate the experience that he gained first time out, and B, a step up in trip. He's certainly shaped like at 7 furlongs round. That tight track was a bit too short for him. This is a sharp track as well, but at least we have got an extra furlong to deal with. We've got a nice low draw, providing he breaks on terms. I certainly think Great Dancer, on debut, showed enough quality and ability to win a race of this nature. So he's the selection in the first.
Okay, Great Dancer the pick then in the opener. Next up is a maiden over a mile once again. The 4:40 this one. And, well, looking on all-known form, you'd look at Intersab's just bare figures and think, well, this could be going off pretty short, given connections. But the fact that when you delve into that form, it actually isn't the strongest, coupled with the fact that Intersab has not been supported at all this morning, and in fact has been usurped at the head of affairs by the unraced O'Brien horse Quartz, certainly not a stable star, this one, is it?
Not at all, no, by the looks of it. This has got an odd feel to it, this race. I don't really know sort of which way to go. I have come to a conclusion and going to give a selection, of course, but it's probably a race I'd leave alone from a punting perspective. Cillian's Return is one of the market leaders, which tells you the complexities of this race. First run for Tony Martin, following a couple of eye-catching runs in national flat races and hurdles at Ferry House and Tipperary, respectively. Definitely a nice horse in the making, but can he be good enough to win a first time up over a mile on the flat? That's the burning question we have there. Intersab, as you quite rightly pointed out, has got a bit of form for the Dermot Weld stable. Third behind Cougar Mountain first time out in a good speed figure time. And then he got brushed aside quite readily by a horse rated 77 called Texas Rock. So he's probably run to around about 75. So, you know, he's obviously okay, but he's no great shakes. And he's got a poor draw to overcome in trap 13. Quartz makes his debut. We don't know where we stand with him first time up. So I'm only really left with one horse to tip here. And providing he runs the same as he did last time out at Galway, when he made virtually all the running before getting headed late on, I'm going to go with Ducky Mallon here for the Donald Kinsella stable. Had plenty of experience, four runs, and gradually getting better with time as well. That run at Galway was really good on the figures. Went off a good pace in the hands of Shami Heffernan, who takes the ride tonight. And only just got run out of it late on by a strongly fancied horse of Dermot Wells called Antique Platinum. Back in second was Henson, who finally got off the mark the other day when winning down in Killarney. So that form's been boosted already. And because this track is the way it is in nature, a front runner's track, or, you know, you want to be in horses, relatively speaking, up with a pace, that could count for a lot. He's already had a run round here as well back in July when he was ridden a little bit more conservatively. So he's got quite a few experiences which are positive on many fronts. So round about 8-1 this morning, Ducky Mallon looks a fair each way bet.
Okay, Ducky Mallon then in the 4:40. Next up is the 5:10. It's Division 1 of a handicap over a mile. Not the strongest race this, Andy. Botanical Lady heads affairs, and is by some distance the most consistent filly in the field, and as a result, you'd expect has to go close here.
Yeah, I think she's got everything in her favour tonight. When she was winning at the Galway Festival, conditions were very similar to what they are tonight at Bellystown on the soft side. She'd previously run well at Ballybrit 3 days earlier over inadequate 7 furlongs, and she didn't get the best of runs through. She did incredibly well to win, by the way, when she did win at Galway. She began the race in stall 15, but Lee Rhodes gradually brought her across, got her to the front, and she powered clear up the hill to win quite snugly by 3¾ lengths. She then went to the ace off the back of that run, was very strongly fancied the following Monday, and although she tried to repeat the dose, she found the slightly quicker ground and the drop back down to 7 furlongs, and also stall 16, yet again another coffin box draw, just all against her, really. I mean, she did well in the face of it, really, to finish third, but, you know, she did have a lot on her plate on that occasion. She's got a reasonable draw today. She goes back to a track which does favour horses at race prominently, so her, you know, forcing tactics can be seen to good use. And she's just got everything in her favour, really. Ground, track, in good form, speed figures, Botanical Lady. Likely to be a very warm order there in that 5:10.
Okay, Botanical Lady in the 5:10. The 5:45 even, get there eventually, is the Division 2 of the same handicap over a mile. Looks a slightly stronger race, this one. A lot of money this morning for Ben Alex Park, 13-2 into 9-2. That currently sits at the head of affairs. But this is an open race, Andy.
Yes, I can certainly see why Ben Alex Park has been supported from an informed stable. I do like Dennis Hogan. I think he's a very forward-thinking trainer, and when there's money down for one of his horses, then you usually have to respect any cash in that, you know, in that way. He won't mind the ground here tonight, and he comes here following a good run at Killarney the other day. So lots of positives to be taken from his chances. But my nap runs in this race tonight, and I'm really sweet on a horse called Liberty to Rock here from the John Gorman stable. He doesn't win very often, but the two important bits of information about his chances are, A, the ground. He really does like a soft surface. All his best performances have been on soft ground. And B, most importantly, his four runs here at Bellystown have all been of a decent standard. His only win on turf came here at Bellystown, but his other three runs have yielded a third, a fourth and a third in those other three outings. So he's never been at the first four in his life here in four starts at Bellystown. He's got his ground, he goes well fresh, and he was third in this race last year as well, behind 3 bells. So Connections have obviously had an eye on this race. He's also got the cheek pieces back on. That contraption hasn't been on at any stage throughout the rest of this early part of the season. And he's been freshened up since his modest run the other day, last time we saw him at Gowran back in April. So he's got a hell of a lot going for him. So despite his form figures not reading all that well, if you strip it all down, Liberty to Rock has got a really good chance around his favourite track. And I recommend punters should back him at 15-2 with William Hill this morning.
Okay, fair enough. Next up is the 6:15. It's a nursery over 5 furlongs. We've got the 8 runners going down to post, so potential for some each-way value here. Where should we start with this one, Andy?
Well, Savannah Bell has been a bit of a disappointment, really, for punters and connections alike. She hasn't really gone on from one or two promising efforts. She was a little bit behind the eight ball the other day at Garen when things didn't quite pan out, go her way. She pulled very hard, and she can't afford to do that on a regular basis. You know, that run beyond intensive, the cover would certainly give her a chance here, but she's just becoming a little bit expensive to follow for my liking. I don't really want to go in again at 2-1, so I'm going to look elsewhere. There's not that many that really stand out here, so I'm going to go with a horse who's had three runs for a handicap mark. So there might be a bit of improvement to come now. She makes a nursery debut. And that's Evita Gray, who caught the eye last time out doing some good late work over at Leopardstown, over six furlongs. She got a little bit outpaced early on, but she wasn't running against horses who were a class or two above her. It was a good speed figure, actually. That run, actually, even though she finished sixth, still puts a joint top here on my figures. So at 12-1, Evita Gray with the dead eight runners, with a likelihood of a bit more improvement now running against horses that she can be competitive against, could upset the apple cart in that tricky-looking 6.15.
OK, next up is the 6.45. A handicap over five furlongs. Another sprint here, Andy, and this one doesn't look particularly easy either, does it?
No, it doesn't, but I'm going to give a go to Calm Bay here, who's been in fantastic form throughout the course of the season for Harry Rogers. He's really done well with his seven-year-old. There's been a model of consistency. Hardly any bad runs on his dance card. Even his last two runs, when he failed to hit the frame, have been of a mighty high standard. That eighth at the Curra, won by Sir Maximilian, in a very, very fast speed figure. It's certainly worth a second look. Obviously, Sir Maximilian went on to win a Group 3 race at Tipperary the next time that he came home to the Irish Shores when he represented Tim Pitt on that occasion. And there's been plenty of others at the race who have vindicated that form. He then went to Tipperary the other day and came down the centre of the track, only fourth, but fourth behind Lady Meagher, again in a very fast speed figure. The third horse, Tillery Wonder, won at the Curra on Saturday, again giving a nod in the direction of that form. And this horse's only career run here at Bellystown yielded a second way back in 2009, so we know he goes well at the track. So he's got plenty in his favour here. He's drawn stall eight as well, which is towards the stand side. I predict that most of the runners over the five furlong track tonight at Bellystown will come down the centre of the course, so the higher you're drawn, the better. And Valid are back around about 6-7-1 this morning with most firms. I think Calm Bay is a decent each way bet in that race as well.
Okay, Calm Bay the pick in the 6.45. Next up is the 7.15. It's the penultimate race on the Bellystown card. And it's a decent race, actually. We've got a real mix here of older horses, younger horses, unexposed horses, consistent ones. But which one do you fancy, Andy?
I'm going to go with the two horses that have shown a liking for soft ground recently. One is Pivot Bridge. I certainly think he's a worthy market leader, given that the ground's in his favour and he ran well behind Pyromaniac at the Galway Festival. But my main selection would be the very consistent Ebadani, who always gives of his best. And that's one thing you're looking for, really, when you're siding with a solid each-way recommendation in a dead eight-runner race. He comes here via a very good run last time out on the figures behind an upwardly mobile horse of Dermot Wells called Timian. Again, that was a very fast time. Primo Gentia, who was fourth in that race, went to the Curra on Sunday and ran an absolute blinder behind Killan in a very competitive handicap. So I'm believing that form at Garen is very good. And prior to that, he was a very easy winner at Killarney. He stays really well. Just look at his form figures. He's hardly ever at the first two or three. And I'm sure he'll give you a good run for your money in what is a competitive race. So Ebadani each way. Should be thereabouts in the 7.15.
Okay. Next up is the final race on the card. It's the 7.45. A mile and a half the distance for this one. Five runners got to post. But they're five reasonably likeable horses, Andy, and you could certainly give a chance to all five of them.
You could, yeah. I mean, this is almost a hurdle racing name, isn't it? Without any obstacles to jump. All Gilgo Bay, Shamar, Lucky Bridle and Marches Marconi have all seen hurdles at some stage in their life, and they all stay pretty well. My slight nudge would go in the direction of Marches Marconi, largely due to the fact that he's a fairly reliable animal in these kind of small field races. He just got beat last time out by Gigenta down at Killarney, but I don't think there was any disgrace in that. He never really got into it at Galway the time before, but he just wasn't on a going day for one reason or another, and that's unlike him because his form figures suggest he's always one to give of his best. He'd beaten Firefighter and Gutsy Rocky the time before at Limerick. The ground should tonight at Bellystown be right in his favour. He likes soft ground, so in a race which is a little bit of a tricky one to overcome. Hopefully Marches Marconi will give us a good run for our money in the last.
Okay, Marches Marconi in the last then. Thanks for your time, Andy. Best of luck with the picks at Bellewstown this afternoon and evening. Best of luck with the nap that is Liberty to Rock.
Liberty to Rock, yeah.
In the 5:45. And we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Will do. Cheers, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.